15 minutes after 8, Australians could be blocked from sharing news content on Facebook and Instagram if a world-first attempt to govern how media companies deal with big tech becomes law. We've spoken about this previously, the tension that exists now between not just the media companies and the social media giants and like a search engine like Google, but indeed the tension between the federal government and these entities to now trying to charge them for the content they procure and then effectively trade off as it draws eyeballs to them. For their part, they say, hey, media entities get the same deal. We're directing people to read their stuff. Well, something's got to give, and Facebook have now suggested that it's going to be any news content on websites in Australia. Interesting little element to this story. One interview was done by Facebook on this, and they did it in the United States. The reason you can clearly see is that from their perspective, this isn't Facebook v. Australia. This is Facebook and the world, and this is Facebook against precedent, and they don't want to create a scenario where this becomes normal. What it means in the short term for Australian Facebook users is a really fascinating question. For that, we turn to our expert, Still Gerion, who joins us. Still, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, chaps.
So before we get into your sense of what might actually happen and what you think of the threats from both sides, what would actually change if Facebook follow through with what they're suggesting?
Well, it's all about linking directly to a news story. So, you know, if you're on Facebook and you happen to see a news story and you want to share it with your friends, I mean, you just hit the button on the news site, say, share on Facebook, and hey, look at this. Look what Steve Marshall's done today. Simple as that. And if people want to know more about the story, they click on the link and go to the news site and get more. So that's only part of all the things you see in your Facebook feed, right? You've got stuff from your friends. You've got stuff from all of the other organisations you follow. And the question I have really is, not a lot would change from your point of view in terms of the links. The vast majority of what you see and what you click on is not news sites. But what then's going to come out of that is, well, if there's no direct links to actual reliable news sites, whatever your flavour of news might be, what is going to be out there? And it's going to be, you know, Karen from Brompton telling you about how vaccines cause your teeth to fall out or some other rubbish, and all of, you know, the COVID deniers and everything we've had to deal with in recent months. And there won't be any way of directly challenging them. You won't be able to say, hey, look, here's this story over here on you know, TV News. They've debunked all of that BS. So you're going to see probably a lot more conspiracy theory and rumour and less reliable stuff. Now, from Facebook's point of view, they don't really care. Now, they put out a figure which says, look, we're sending the news sites 2.3 billion clicks in the first 5 months a year. Now, that sounds a lot. They're saying, hey, look, sure, Facebook gets advertising revenue off the top, but we're still sending the traffic to the news sites and they have their ads. You know, stop your whinging. On the other hand, if you do the sums, all that 2.3 billion clicks, half of Australians use Facebook, it works out to like one click per day per Facebook user that people actually click through to the story. And I think that tells us that for many people, just the headline is enough to get a sense of what's going on. Most people probably don't go through to the full story, so the news sites don't get that advertising revenue.
Well, you're dead right, Still. I can give you the numbers on that, because I spent about 3 years as editor-in-chief of news.com, which is, at the time, it became the number one news website in Australia.
Yeah, and it's still top five or something.
Yeah. And we had data that fewer than 5% of people ever actually read beyond the headline and the first paragraph of a story which appears on the news page.
So 5%. What that means,
yeah.
You can see that on Facebook any day anyway. No one sort of reads the story before commenting.
That's right. You're familiar with that. So it means that when you're editing a site like news.com, it's your job to make sure you've got what is the right mix of stories displayed on your homepage for your readers, knowing that most of them are just going to hit refresh every hour and maybe snack a bit. They might read one article, even then they might only read half of one article of the 10 that you've got in what's called tops, And then the, you know, with a long tail website, you might have, you know, 150 stories displayed on the page. But if you can get, if you can get someone to read three of those articles, you're doing extremely well. And that becomes the problem, because Facebook aggregates all of the entry points for the story. And if they're the only things that people read, the newspapers that now rely on subscriptions are never going to get any actual clicks, because no one's going deep down into the story.
And you'd have the numbers too on how much that means in terms of advertising revenue lost.
Yeah.
Over the last decade or more. And you see that with all of the country newspapers that have just shut down. You probably see that on TV news too, where you might say, gee, these stories aren't as good or compelling or as investigative as they might have been years ago. It's a commercial business, right? It's all about that money.
Mm.
And if you haven't got the ad revenue coming in, you haven't got the quality news coming out of the online versions of TV and newspapers and radio and so on, and it becomes tough. And so the ACCC came up with this idea of forcing Facebook and Google and the other big aggregators of this stuff to, well, you know, pay a bit of a share for links to the stuff that you use, and that's the proposal from the government. All right, let's negotiate some numbers. And Facebook just said, yeah, nah, we don't care. It's only one click a day per person. We got plenty of money. You know, you're Australia, you're only 26 million people, stuff you. But as you said in the introduction, it's about a message to the world. It's about saying, look, Australia tried this and we just told them, you know, nick off. So if any other country tries it, we'll just tell you to nick off as well. And Facebook's got billions and billions and billions in cash reserves. They could probably just buy Australia.
So if that is the trajectory of this stoush as it is right now, does it stand to reason that ultimately there may be no news and news organisations in Australia may be no better off, and we have this sort of, you know, it's a net value proposition despite all the fighting that's going on?
Well, that's the big fear, isn't it? Who gets the money and where does it go and who do you trust? Now, we've got the US presidential election coming up, and we already know that there's all sorts of misinformation flowing about that, and some of it's just people rumour mongering. Some of it's organised by Russia or China or Iran and others. So what happens, and let's go all theoretical, what happens in our democracy if we just don't get any trustworthy news out there? That's the big fear. The journalists and editors of the big news outlets, well, you know, they're slashing staff. They're quite rightly worried that, will it even be possible? Will it be cost effective to create the kind of news that people will trust? That's why it's such a big stakes game. And Josh Frydenberg, the treasurer, he's acting tough. He's saying, look, you know, we're not going to be bullied by Facebook. And it's like, well, I don't know whether you have much choice, mate. They're their own company and they can do what they like.
It sounds like you're not hopeful that Facebook or Google or any of these other giant aggregators will pay a single cent for any of this content anytime soon.
Yeah, look, they tried something similar in Germany and it ended up, they kind of reached a sort of stalemate and made an exemption to copyright laws to say, hey, there's a fair use thing, let's call it, where, you know, to a certain extent, they can publish some of the story, but not all of it. And we already have this in copyright law in Australia. Like, if you're a news outlet, you can say, hey, this other news outlet ran this thing, or, let's look at, I don't know, if Scott Morrison put a new book out, we'd be able to quote little bits of the book because that's news. And that's perfectly reasonable and fair. So why, from the big company's point of view, why should they pay to show someone a link where you and I could just do that anyway? Or we could show someone at the pub. Or, you know, it's nothing more than, hey, did you see this story in the paper the other day? It's just a Google and Facebook do it at scale and make hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on the way.
Yeah, exactly. Great analysis, as always, still, Gary. And always great to catch up with you, mate. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks. Cheers for that, mate.
He's a terrific guy to talk to about that stuff because he's a really good explainer.
Yeah, absolutely. Look,
part of the thing too is that the mainstream media, it's like the sort of fish that cuddled up to the shark to try to become friends with it, because I mean, ironically, as we're discussing this, we're streaming it live on
Facebook. Absolutely.
The advertiser's got its own Facebook page, and it was like in the early days of digital, it's like, oh, all right, these guys have come along. Maybe we can sort of couple up to them and harness them to our own advantage. But
we are one of a school of small fish up against a big shark.
Yeah,
and
totally.
That's the problem.
Totally. You know, the bad thing is, as you said, we'll end up, your feed will be filled with nothing other than crap.
Yeah, conspiracy theories from groups.
What Facebook doesn't have, it doesn't have Sean Fuster at courts.
No.
It doesn't have Dan Wills at state parliament. You know, Facebook doesn't pay Matthew Abraham to come in once a week to provide peerless analysis of state political affairs that are the cumulative result of 3 decades working as a journalist.
Mm.
A guy with a contact book that's the size of the Yellow Pages. Facebook lets any old half-wit post anything and pretend that it's news.
Yeah.